The Matanuskas who sit in a borough's tax on airplanes began in 1996 as a $75 assessment on a single-engine plane or a hot air balloon. Matanuska Susitna Borough Assemblyman Darcy Salmon, who introduced the legislation on behalf of airmen's groups, said these days residents of fly-in subdivisions are already paying an airplane tax through their borough property taxes. The Alaska Airmen's Association and the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, as well as the borough's Aviation Advisory Board, supported the discontinuance of the tax. Alaska Airmen's Association President Adam White says the tax relief is welcome news.
It's also good for a lot of the business owners in the Mat-Su Valley for aviation as far as maintenance and repairs and modifications of airplanes and folks who sell services.
Why? Because according to White, some airplane owners in Anchorage are now considering moving their planes to avoid paying the city's tax on airplanes.
With the Mat-Su Valley getting rid of theirs, there's been several folks talking that they may look into possibly moving their airplane up into that area.
The Mat-Su Borough has more pilots per capita than any other region in the nation, with 10 public airports and 200 private airstrips to accommodate the 1,000 or more airplanes owned there, according to a 2008 Borough Regional Aviation System plan. The borough sends out more than 1,200 tax bills every year, and about 60% of the plane owners pay the levy. But the borough has no way to collect delinquencies, and borough employee time is spent administering the program. Matanuska Susitna Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss said airplane owners that paid the tax told him the borough doesn't do much for them. DeVilbiss said it is a tax that's very difficult to enforce. Quote, it's kind of like taxing flies. They move around. It is estimated that the repeal of the tax will cost the borough about $60,000 annually. The borough assembly has not made a decision yet on how to address past overdue aircraft taxes. But there may not be a mass exodus of Anchorage-based planes to the valley. The municipality of Anchorage charges $75 for a single-engine plane and $120 for multi-engine planes, according to city bill collector Janet Haynes. The money is not a tax, but a registration fee that goes into the city's general fund. David Lundeby, director of the city's light plane airport, Merrill Field, says the city's general fund does not support operations there.
Merrill Field does not directly benefit from the actual dollars, but we do benefit by the support of the municipality by, street maintenance from the streets that service Merrill Field. We benefit from the fire department that responds to all the emergency responses here. We benefit by the police department that provides security at the airport.
Merrill Field is self-supporting, depending on lease fees, parking fees, and commercial property rents for income, Lundeby says. He says he's heard no scuttlebutt yet about city pilots moving their planes to the valley, and the long auto commute could eat up any registration fee a city plane owner would save by locating a plane in the valley. But White says it's a different story by air.
It's only about a 10-minute flight from the Big Lake area back into Merrill to be able to use an airplane back and forth. As far as airplanes go, it's a very negligible difference.
White says aircraft operations costs are high, with aviation fuel at $6 a gallon and annual inspections costing between $1,000 and $10,000 a year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.